A rugby team from a nation smaller than most cities dominates the world stage with an 86% win rate. Their secret? After crushing victories, star players grab brooms and clean their own locker room. This isn't superstition or punishment. It's philosophy. The All Blacks have built something far more valuable than a trophy cabinet, a system where excellence begins with character, where humility fuels dominance, and where sweeping floors matters as much as scoring tries. When Oprah witnessed their pregame haka ritual, she called it one of the most powerful cultural experiences of her life. President Obama has cited their leadership model in speeches. What makes this team extraordinary isn't just talent. It's a cultural architecture that answers a question every organization faces. How do you build something that outlasts any single person? Picture elite athletes quietly cleaning their locker room after victory. No cameras, no audience. This All Blacks ritual embodies their core belief: character trumps talent. Vince Lombardi built dynasties on character. John Wooden taught UCLA players to put on socks correctly before discussing basketball. Bill Walsh transformed the 49ers, believing culture drives results, the score takes care of itself. The All Blacks take it further by attaching personal meaning to collective purpose. Being an All Black means becoming a steward of something larger than yourself. This philosophy draws from Maori culture, where getting above yourself violates fundamental values. Leaders with mana, spiritual power, understand that humility isn't weakness, but strength. The greatest players never become too important to do small, necessary things. When you're an All Black, the question isn't whether you're talented enough, it's whether you're humble enough to sweep the sheds. After a catastrophic South African defeat left players dangerously intoxicated, assistant coach Wayne Smith delivered a brutal assessment: "We're dysfunctional." This crisis became their catalyst. Graham Henry's coaching team implemented radical transformation, documenting failures, crafting a character-centered vision, removing resistant players regardless of status, and developing mental resilience alongside technical skills. This addressed the sigmoid curve, the natural cycle of learning, growth, and decline affecting all organizations. The crucial insight? Change at your peak, not during decline. The All Blacks made strategic sigmoid leaps by timing changes precisely, phasing out veterans, introducing new tactics, and revamping training before decline set in. They embraced military strategist John Boyd's OTA loop: observe, orient, decide, act. Like fighter pilots getting inside opponents' decision cycles, successful organizations must constantly scan, analyze, choose, and execute, then immediately restart. Kevin Roberts, CEO of Saatchi & Saatchi, uses rolling 100-day plans, specific, ambitious goals, shifting focus from endless assessment to decisive execution. Graham Henry structured weekly learning: Sunday for recovery and leadership, Monday for mental preparation, Tuesday for strength, Wednesday for rest, Thursday for intense training, Friday for player-led sessions, Saturday for final preparation. Each player had an independent personal profile with 7 or 8 pillars translating into daily maps, things I do today. This multi-level learning system engineered peak performance through marginal gains, small improvements creating significant advantage. Leaders eliminated negative influences while remaining open to outside perspectives, visiting other teams, bringing in specialists from diverse fields, and inviting inspirational speakers. As Sean Fitzpatrick's teacher, Guy Davis, taught him, it didn't matter what level of talent had been given to us, it was what we did with that talent that counted. In 2004, 8 men gathered after a disastrous tour to fix this thing. Brian Locore provided 6 words that defined their 8-year journey: better people make better All Blacks. This philosophy focused on developing complete human beings, not just athletes. Successful organizations demonstrate this beyond sports. Howard Schultz built Starbucks with employee healthcare as his driving purpose. Barcelona FC plays for freedom, representing Catalonia. Nike empowers individuals. Disney brings smiles to children's faces. Jim Collins calls this the extra dimension, a guiding philosophy beyond profit that drives companies from good to great. Here's the thing about purpose. Reason leads to conclusions, but emotion leads to action. Simon Sinek explains that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. As Nietzsche said, he who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. The All Blacks' fundamental purpose is to add to the legacy, leaving the jersey in better condition than they found it. Purpose isn't a marketing slogan. It's the difference between a team that performs and a team that transcends. In 2002, frustrated Hackney residents launched Teenage Kicks, a five-a-side football tournament transforming gangs into teams through one concept: pass the ball. Organizers empowered local youth by targeting natural leaders aged 19 to 25 as managers, who selected captains to form teams. The only rule? Show up on time or be disqualified. 52 teams arrived opening night, far exceeding expectations, with zero disqualifications. 10 years later, the program thrives. Graham Henry applied similar principles with the All Blacks, transferring leadership from management to players. Leadership groups formed with distinct portfolios, from on-field strategy to community relations. Senior players inducted newcomers, more effective than coach-led orientation. The structure evolved weekly. Sunday meetings were coach-facilitated, but by Thursday, players owned priorities. By Saturday, players had taken over the asylum. As Tom Peters wrote, "Leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders." Henry embodied Jim Collins's level 5 leadership, channeling ego into building a great institution. Accomplished leaders create environments fostering skills and character while cultivating cultures of curiosity and continuous improvement. Wanua means to be born and refers to extended family in Maori culture. For the All Blacks, it represents the team as family, a unified group moving together. In Maori mythology, Wanua is symbolized by a spearhead, derived from kawa birds flying in V formation for 70% greater efficiency than solo flight. Even Michael Jordan needed to surrender individual glory to team play before winning 6 championship rings. The All Blacks enforce standards through peer-to-peer accountability, not top-down management. When Corey Jane and Israel Dagg broke team rules during the Rugby World Cup, they faced 7 senior teammates rather than management. Wayne Smith's rugby club has players wear original club jerseys during gatherings, reminding them of their roots while strengthening bonds. The team maintains a strict no-dickheads policy. Talented players who might disrupt team culture are never selected. Through high standards and peer enforcement, the All Blacks create an environment where the strength of the wolf is the pack. New All Blacks receive a black leather-bound book. The first pages show jerseys from 1905 to today, a visual genealogy. Next come the team's principles, heroes, values, and code of honor. The rest is blank. The message? Make your mark. This embodies Wakapa, connecting ancestors to future generations, creating responsibility to leave a positive legacy. Great teams play with higher purpose, from uniting and inspiring New Zealanders to making the world better. In our post-financial crisis world, money alone isn't enough. People seek meaning and authenticity. Companies that contribute a healthy social footprint thrive, recruiting better talent and building sustainable cultures. As Muhammad Ali said, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. Character, from the Greek charakter, meaning the mark left on a coin, is the impact you make and the trace you leave. The All Blacks embody this through a Maori proverb: care for the land, care for the people, go forward. Your legacy isn't just what you accomplish, but who you become and what you inspire in others. Like those blank pages, your legacy awaits. The question isn't whether you have talent, it's whether you have the character to sweep the sheds, the humility to keep learning, and the courage to leave things better than you found them.